Episode 175, Bermuda Trip, Day 7, all over. Oh my gosh, loves, the vacation is over. It sucks. The worst point of vacation ends. And he and I woke up feeling just that. We looked at each other and were immediately sad that it was ending. But we also talked about how much we enjoyed everything. Then we finished our final packing, got dressed, and went to the balcony to relax for a bit. I did a final video with him and we had our final kiss. This had been our fourth vacation together, and as all the others had gone, this was another success. Once fully ready, we called down for the bellman to pick up our bags, went down to the lobby to check out, and then got to the airport early. We had so much time to spare, the airline wasn't even present yet. It was crazy. We had to wait another 45 minutes for Air Canada to change over to United, so we took a seat on the seats across from the airline and waited patiently. Mom and Dad were in a great mood also and sad to leave, but I think we were all happy to go back home as well. At around 12, United opened. We checked in pretty easily after the agent opened, but then when I got to the security checkpoint, I was flagged. A new agent came over and asked me if everything I had was mine. I said yes. She then told me to put my belongings through the scanner and that I would have to be physically checked multiple times. Once done, she checked her gloves with a paper to make sure no explosives were detected, and then I had to wait for my belongings to be checked also. I had to turn on my computer and the agent rubbed every item with a paper and then put it on the machine to also make sure there were no explosives detected. From there, we went through border customs, and being that I'm not a U.S. citizen, I had to get fingerprinted to get cleared. Such a process. But I wasn't worried because I had all my paperwork with me. After that, we were off and headed to our gate, which wasn't far away because it was a small airport. We found seats, went to the bathroom in groups so that our seats wouldn't be taken, and then went to get breakfast. The sandwiches were really good, so even though our meals came to $84, I guess it could have been worse if they didn't taste good. Once done eating, we waited for the plane to board, and I went to get us some M&Ms for the flight. He was surprised I got for him also. I told him, of course. Then we waited a bit more, and it was time to board. I had the window seat and him the middle. We took off, and he immediately put his head on me and fell asleep. It was perfect, and I loved it. Such a moment, him resting his head on me while I rubbed and caressed his head. The best feeling ever. I watched a movie while he rested, but I couldn't stop thinking about how great the moment felt. There's something so special about being able to have a partner that you truly feel safe with, and that is exactly how he and I felt with each other, and I wouldn't have it any other way. The ride was quick, and after arriving back in the States, we collected our suitcase, called for the shuttle, and parted at our cars. He said bye to my parents, and then he and I hugged and kissed. I would miss him because we wouldn't even see each other again until May, so that sucked. But at least we had gotten a lot of one another during the vacation. On the ride, Mom and Dad said they liked him again and how they see us going long term. It felt good to have their approval because Dad even asked if he had proposed. I said not yet, but we were not rushing. Mom also asked about our future living plans, and I told her about what we planned and she liked it. I dropped them home and then continued back to my house. He and I spoke shortly and agreed that our long talk would be when I got home. I knew that the vacation was done, but I felt happy about everything that was done and all the memories we made, and there are more to come. Make sure to tune in for the next episodes, and until then, XOXO, Bombshell out.